Hey everyone, it's Tom Healy, co-founder of Growth 10, and we are going to talk about a question that I get asked over and over and over and over again, which is, why are my younger employees such a pain? And sometimes there's a few words that are continue on before the question mark, but you get the idea. I get asked this all the time. So as someone that, you know, does consulting work with organizations, with entrepreneurs, I just get asked this question a lot of why are the people your age or younger than you, such a pain, and why are they always leaving, and, you know, why are they not showing up, and why are they quitting without 2 weeks' notice, and why are they constantly complaining, and so on and so forth. And I get this all the time, and it's important. When I graduated from college, I wrote a book. I started speaking at colleges. So I spent all this time working with college students. I understood them. I understood, you know, the younger workforce, if you were. I was part of that as well. And so I got it, right? So I understood college students. I understood those graduating and entering the workforce. I understood organizations and what they were looking for and what they were actually getting. And it was easy for me to look at things and go, well, this is very simple. And you see these large organizations that, from my perspective, I'm like, I've heard of these companies. Of course they have their stuff together. Of course they know what they're doing. And it turned out they didn't, because they were, you know, just doing so many things in such an archaic way that was not going to work with younger talent. And you hear millennials, you hear Gen Y. At this point, I just basically say, look, anyone under 40, I think, is just a good kind of way to look at it. And I'd say a lot of the issues and problems, you know, are more focused in the 30 and under. But, you know, it just depends on age and maturity. And some people at 35 still act like they did when they were 23. So I noticed that there were a lot of pain points, right? And the reason that this is important is, you know, many of you watching this, you're not running 10,000 person organizations, which means you can't be wrong on hiring. Right? The cost of you choosing the wrong person into your organization, because you have to hire them, you have to train them, you have to develop them. That takes time, that takes money, that takes resources, that takes manpower to make that happen. And if that person doesn't work out, or those people don't work out, or too high of a percentage of them don't stick and produce and actually make you money and help you recoup what it took to bring them in, it's going to really hurt you. So the cost of turnover, the cost of a C employee versus an A employee can crush you. So your organization has to be able to deal with young talent. And I'll develop a lot of content around this, and there's a lot of things that are already available. But what I want to focus this on is getting to the root of the problem, right? I think too often in life, we don't get to the root of the problem. And so you can sit there and say, well, my young employees, they don't show up on time. They don't work hard. Too many of them quit. We have trouble finding the right ones. There's not many A players, blah, blah, blah. Great. Okay. And you can discuss it till you're blue in the face. You can keep hiring new people. It doesn't matter if you don't get to the root of the issue. And we're going to talk about what the root of the issue is and how to solve that during your recruiting and evaluation process of young talent. So I was speaking to a group of CEOs. This was, gosh, probably 7 or 8 years ago now. So at the time I was, you know, in my late 20s. Most of the speakers that spoke at these types of things were probably two and some even three times my age. But I was, this particular week, I had spoken to a group of CEOs on Tuesday morning. I drove across town to speak at one Tuesday afternoon. I hopped on a plane and spoke to another group Wednesday morning, hopped on another plane and spoke to another one Thursday morning. So as you can imagine, for those of you that have done business traveling and done 3-hour workshops over and over again, especially when it's on the same content, it beats you down. Okay, so my energy level at this point was not like it currently is from my home here in Scottsdale, Arizona. All right, I'm beaten down. I'm exhausted. I've been eating out. I'm not sleeping well. I'm uncomfortable from traveling. I'm kind of like proverbially limping into this presentation. So it's a Thursday morning. I'm in New Jersey. For those of you that are from Jersey or have dealt with people from Jersey, you know that they don't mince words and they're straight shooters. So I'm doing my opening story to my 3-hour workshop with this group of CEOs. Small room. They're in a U-shape around me. There's probably 20 in the room. I'm not even halfway through my opening story, right, when this woman just blurts out, you know, "You're a liar. You don't know what you're talking about. You're making these things up." Because I was talking about how younger employees, you know, are gonna bring their parents in to discuss negotiating salaries and job interviews, and they're gonna quit without 2 weeks' notice, and when they quit, they're gonna text you. And again, this is stuff I'm saying 7 years ago. You're probably nodding your head like, "Well, what's so interesting about that?" But 7 years ago, there were a lot of organizations that had no idea that this was the trend and this was gonna continue. So many of the things that are now happening 7 years ago were starting to happen and people didn't realize it. So this woman cuts me off. She's like, "You're a liar. You're making this up." And I had known just from chit-chatting with people in the room prior to the presentation that another woman in the room that was sitting across from her owned a recruiting agency. And I just looked at her and I said, "Can you back me up on this?" And the woman's like, "Everything that Tom's saying is true. And if you haven't dealt with it yet, you're going to. So I suggest you listen." And again, I'm tired, I'm kind of on edge, you know, when I'm a little exhausted, I can, you know, just be very blunt. And I looked at her and I said, "Do you have any idea why young employees are the way they are?" And she just kind of looks at me and I said, "It's because of you." And I said, "Do you have kids?" She's like, "Yeah." I said, "Tell me what cars they drive. Tell me what jobs they've had." And she just kind of freezes up. And I said, "Look," I said, "I'm not here to insult anyone. I'm not here to begrudge anyone. But I just want you to understand the reason that young employees are the way they are is because of the way they were raised. Okay? Baby boomers raised their kids to have a better life than they had, which meant here are cars, here are trips, here are studying abroad, here are vacations. They didn't want them to want in the way they did. Well, what this did was this created a generation, and this generation's as big or bigger than the boomer generation, so it's this massive percentage of the workforce right now, to, frankly, not be battle-tested, not having solved many of their own problems because their parents did for them, a certain sense of entitlement, a lack of a strong work ethic. So the bottom line is this. The reason why younger talent is harder to manage and harder to really evaluate and figure out who is and isn't an A player is because of the way they were raised. So my call to action to you, my challenge to you, my suggestion to you based on all of this that I'm sharing is find out how your young talent was raised as you interview them. Did they work? Do they have a strong work ethic? What challenges have they been through? Have they had to persevere? Are they battle tested? Were they heavily involved outside of just studying in the classroom? You know, I'm a big fan of past performance is going to indicate future success, right? Past performance is indicative of future success. So I want to know what their past performance is. I don't care where they went to college. I don't care how interesting they are during the interview. I want to know, have you been there? Have you done that? Have you had to solve problems? Did you have to work at a young age? Do you have a strong work ethic? Are you going to be an A player in our organization? Are you going to, you know, take responsibility, or are you going to make excuses? And so the bottom line is this, right? Your young talent, many of them were not raised in conditions that are going to yield high-performing A players in your organization. That's the reality. I can say it because I'm part of the damn generation, okay? You have to figure out who are the A players and who aren't. It's the 80-20 rule. 20% of them are going to work hard for you, be fantastic. 80% aren't. That's the reality. You need hard workers. You need A players and an entrepreneur. You can't afford to have retention issues. You can't afford to constantly be filling seats. So find out who those A players are. Find out the ones that were raised properly, that have the work ethic, that have the drive, that are willing to learn, that aren't going to make excuses, that are going to show up for you. All right? Figure out who those young employees are. find the ones that were raised right, get them in your organization, and then keep them there. I hope this was helpful.